All right, welcome everybody to the Living Oneness Gathering. I'm grateful you're here, and it's one thing to set an intention to gather and have a conscious group of individuals show up. We can do this practice on our own. We can set that intention and hold that vision and the experience and the essence of oneness within our own experience, our own individual lives. But when we gather together and join with this shared intention, we actually create a collective field of consciousness. And what we're doing is each time we meet, we're expanding that collective field of consciousness. And it doesn't matter how many people show up live. There's a lot of people that have signed up for this gathering, but just attend the replays and experience the replays and join in that. But at the same time, when it's happening live, they can hold the intention even if they're not present on the on this call. The key is to know that your intention has an impact. Your presence, even if you're not present here at this moment while we're recording the live, has an impact. And everybody who signed up, it has an impact. Everybody who just holds the intention, it doesn't even have to do with my Living Oneness gathering, but people that are holding the intention in the world about uniting us in love for each other and our planet, coming back into that deep remembrance of our oneness, that all has an impact. And we are creating a Well, in the beginning, it was a ripple effect, but really what's happening now is it's becoming more of a wave and a greater momentum is being built by your intentions, our shared intentions. And that's really powerful and that's really exciting. And I can feel the difference, even though most people can't tap into what's happening on a global scale or those energies that are more at the subtler levels of consciousness. That's something I do all the time. So I'm attuned to that every single day. And I can feel the momentum rising. I can feel the waves growing. I can feel the shift in consciousness that's happening on a global scale, but also on a universal scale. And so I'm letting you know this so that you can stay in that space of certainty and hold steady right now, because that's what we need right now, is everybody to really hold steady. And what happens in the beginning a lot of times is we are walking with deep trust and blind faith. If you're not attuned to those energies, or you're not meant to be attuned to those energies, then it's easy to get lost in what we're seeing with our physical eyes, what we're experiencing on a physical level, on that third dimensional level, on the level of form and material. But we're shifting out of that more and more. And it's not that we're going to leave the third dimension. It's not we're going to leave the physical bodies, but we're going to have ex more and more experiences of those subtle energies and be more tapped into collective consciousness. It's already happening. So a lot of people are feeling it, sensing it, but they don't understand it. Part of this gathering is to help you understand it so that the mind can come along. The mind can only come along to a certain degree. And that's where we need to walk with deep trust and blind faith. And the more you let go of the need to know and understand at the level of the mind, the more you can experience the truth of who you are, the essence of the presence of your source within you and within all of us and within all of creation. So hold steady. I can't stress that enough right now. And I'm also hearing the words, don't quit before the miracles. A lot of people will quit, thinking, oh, we're not going to get there, it's not happening, and look at all the evidence of on the contrary. But I'm feeling the evidence, and it's not what people are thinking it is. It's actually, we're making great progress, and we are having such a powerful impact right now. So Hold steady, don't quit before the miracle. Keep walking with deep trust and blind faith. And if you need to borrow my belief, borrow it, take it, hold on to it, have fun with it, because my knowing is solid. I know the path we are on right now is the trajectory is where we need to be going. So hold steady. We are doing great work, and we're making an impact. And Sheila's just saying, I so needed to hear that today. Yes. Yeah. I was actually looking at you in the video when I was saying it all. So yes. So we're good. We're good. We are all good. Everything's going to be okay. We're all good. At the same time, this next year, this next 12 to 18 months is going to be challenging in some ways. It's not going to be necessarily an easy ride. We're not going to necessarily be surfing the wave all the time. There's going to be times where we'll get caught up in the humanness, or we'll have to go deep into clearing our own stuff and make sure that we don't have any little dust bunnies or shadows in the background within ourselves, any leftover trauma that needs to be honored. All of that needs to come up. So it's not necessarily going to be an easy path for a lot of people, but I can assure you with all of my beingness, which is connected to all of your beingness, all of our beingness, I can assure you that it'll be all worth it. It'll be all worth it. It'll be worth the work. It'll be worth the intensity. It'll be worth the joy. It'll be worth the enjoyment of it all on the other side and through it. It doesn't all have to be hard. It doesn't all have to be so intense and dense and excruciatingly painful, full of suffering. It doesn't have to be that way. For some people, that's how they learn. Some people, that's what they need in order to break open the mind, in order to break open the heart. Some people need to learn the hard way. Don't interfere with that. Because if you interfere, you drag it out, you delay it. So it's essential that we all follow our guidance. Trust your intuition, follow that inner guidance, that beautiful divine guide that's within you. That's your divine self guiding you, leading you in your humanness. Follow it, trust it, follow it blindly if you need to. But know that whatever guidance is coming through for you in every moment is coming from source. And it is being orchestrated on everyone's behalf. Everyone, everywhere, all together, all at once. All of creation is benefiting from you following your guidance. I can't emphasize that enough. When you follow your heart, you are in service to all of creation. And when you follow your heart, even when it doesn't make sense in your head, that's where the juiciness of life really comes through. The miracles that are mind-boggling, mind-blowing occur when you're operating from that deep trust and blind faith that your heart knows the way more than your head. It knows more than your head. Then the progress you can make in the shortest amount of time is mind-blowing. And heart opening and soul enlivening. So hold steady. Hold steady. We've got this. Together, we've got this. Individually, we've got this. We just need to keep going. Just keep taking the steps that are in front of you. Follow the step that's in front of you. Just focus on that one step, then the next step. Guidance comes in moment to moment, breadcrumb by breadcrumb. The ego, You'll have a breadcrumb drop, and the ego will take that breadcrumb and make a big story of it and add on all these other things and interfere and create like a big, huge to-do list based on that one breadcrumb. But all we need to do is focus on the step that's in front of us. Take a breath right here, right now. What's the step that's in front of me? Focus there. Take that step. Even if it doesn't make sense, follow it blindly. Do it anyways. Even if you're afraid, move through the fear. A lot of people wait for fear to disappear before they take a step. A lot of times we need to take the step, and that's what dissolves the fear. So trust, 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 and then trust some more. And then surrender, and then trust. And keep going. Don't stop. Don't quit before the miracle. All right. I don't know if I mentioned my name is Sue. My name is Sue DeMay. For those of you who are just joining or new, hey, I just jump right in and just get right into the heart of the matter, right? It's like, let's just get right to the heart of what humanity needs right now and what we need as human beings, but also as spiritual beings. All of creation is here, and we're here to be of service to all of creation and to experience and enjoy all of creation. It's not all a sacrifice. It's not meant to be a sacrifice. It's meant to be enjoyed. But at this time, we have this window of time that we experience here in our humanness, which is about the 12 to 18 months from now. This is being recorded in September 2024. So we're talking about a year to 6 months plus of that. So 12 to 18 months. We have this window of time where we're really clearing, 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 deep, deep clearing and cleansing happening within us, within our bodies, within our minds, within our programming, within our energy fields. And we are becoming more and more in tune to the subtle levels of energy around us and within us. So our sensitivities are going to become even more heightened, and our tolerance is going way, 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 way down. Mine is zero. I have zero tolerance. If I'm out of alignment for a moment, it's like something's beating the crap out of me and I just can't even handle it. So, which is good news because it forces me to get right back into alignment immediately. And if there's interference near or around my field or targeting my field, I can feel it right away because my tolerance is zero. I can't say that your tolerance is zero, but right now your tolerance will be very, very low compared to what it would have been a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. And it's going to become less and less. You're going to become less and less tolerant. It's going to get closer and closer to zero. And your senses are going to become even more and more heightened. Now, if your field is clear, it's good. You won't feel the contrast. If you have stuff stuck in your field, you will feel the contrast and it will be uncomfortable. And in some ways, it will be like excruciatingly painful. As much as you don't want to hear this, that's actually good news. Because if it's really, really uncomfortable and you're really, really, really super sensitive, you won't tolerate being out of alignment anymore. That's what we need. We need everybody to be in alignment, to hold steady, to be in resonance with the truth of who we are. The mess that's out there is because there's been such high tolerance. People have been accepting things that are unacceptable. They've been tolerating things that are intolerable. They've been turning a blind eye. They've been ignoring. They've been pretending. They've been doing all of these things for so long. That's the problem. That's been the problem. We don't want to add to the problem. The solution is simple, but not easy. Live in alignment. Hold steady in your heart. Lead from there. Sounds simple. Not always easy. The more you do that, the more that will be your default setting. The more you will just operate from that space. And the more you operate from that space, the greater the waves you send out into the world. You become a beacon, a transmitter, and a receiver at the same time. Receiving and transmitting love, compassion, empathy, the frequency that you send out will be so pure that people will feel it in their hearts, in their soul, in their cells, and they won't be able to explain it. That's what the world needs from you, from me, from all of us. It's not just me. I can't just do this work. You need to do the work. We all need to do the work together. It's not one individual that's come to save the world. Some of us have a very strong calling to play an essential part somehow. Some of us have a really essential part to play. And it may look like a big part, but every single one of us, our part is essential. No matter how big your part feels or how small your part feels, it's an essential part. You have an essential role to play in the remembrance that we're all moving through. So in our human evolution right now, we are dissolving and shining light on all the ways that we've forgotten. And we are in a process of remembrance. And that excites many of us, and it terrifies more. It is terrifying to many, many people to remember the truth of who they are. And as much as that doesn't sound right, it's like, why would they feel that way? It's terrifying because the illusion of the world they've seen up until now is breaking down and falling away, and it's dissolving in front of their eyes, and they're desperately grasping to hold on to the old ways, or desperately grasping to hold on to what's familiar, or desperately grasping to hold on to something. And my best advice is let it go. Let it all go. Let it all fall away. Let it all dissolve. Because it's only the ego's version or the separation consciousness that's falling away. Behind it all is the truth. Behind it all, behind that illusionary veil, behind it all is the essence and the truth of who we are. Behind it all is our remembrance of our oneness. And at the same time, we're not going to abandon our unique expression of source. I'm not going to abandon this avatar called Sue. You're not going to abandon the avatar that you're embodying. You're here for a reason. But the reason we were here before is shifting and changing because our evolution requires it to change. So what you thought you were here to do 3, 4, 5, 10 years ago is different than why you're here now. And when you remember that you chose to be here now, you will get super excited to be part of this because it's an exciting time to be here in this human life classroom. It's an exciting time to be an embodied presence of source, love, divine, God, whatever you want to call it. Whatever word resonates for you, doesn't matter what you call it. It's how it feels that matters. It's how you connect to it that matters. Because really, truly, you could use any language that exists now, and it still wouldn't capture the truth of the essence of who you are. There's no word that exists. There is only the experience, and the experience is often filtered by what we believe is possible in our minds. So this Living Oneness Gathering is about lifting the forgetfulness and taking away all of those layers of forgetfulness, or the programming, or changing the mind, or changing the perception that we hold, widening our vision to be more divine sight, not human eyesight. We've got the insight in the way of our intuition, our inner knowing, and then we have the divine sight, our ability to actually look and see and look at the world and see the trees or the grass or people or individuals. We can see all of that. We have the capacity. Our minds are blocking it, but you have the capacity to see source in everything, to see love in everything, to see God in everything. We have the capacity, we have the ability. Not a lot of us are tapped into that, and that's okay, but that's the direction that we're heading. So we're slowly removing all of the veils and all of the visions that we're holding, the glasses that we're wearing that are not allowing us to see that truth and feel and know that truth. That's why we're here. And this Living Oneness Gathering is an opportunity. It's one opportunity. You may have many in your life. You can even create your own. But it's one of those opportunities to come and experience even just a little bit of the truth of who you are, or a huge amount of the truth of who you are. As we jump in, as we sink in today, my invitation for you is not to try, to not to do something. I'm going to follow Sue's directions and I'm going to do this. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Don't try and do anything. Just be, just be, just be. And your mind is going to be like, that's not enough. And your ego is going to be like, you should do more and you should be meditating and you should really try this tomorrow. You should really keep listening to this over and over. And I'm like, don't do anything. And if your ego comes in and your mind comes in, just say, I'm good. I'm just being. I'm just being. I'm just here. Be. Just be. Just use those words. Just be. Just be with your breath. Just be with the body. Just be with the thoughts as they come and go. Just be. Don't do anything. Doing is a construct, really strong construct in the mind. The ego loves to do, 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 do. And the ego is our teacher of separation and fear. Our ego only knows fear and separation. The ego is here to give you an experience of an individual self. The ego cannot experience oneness. It's impossible. The ego only knows fear. It cannot experience and know love. It's impossible. The mind cannot have an experience and a remembrance of oneness. Our remembrance is actually at the level of the heart. The mind is blocking it. So don't do anything. Don't try. Just be. Agreed? Okay, let's do it. All right, take a deep breath. And I'm going to guide you into an experience, and you're just going to be with what is. As you take some deep breaths, you're going to set an intention just to sink in and be. Be with your breath. Be present with your body. Be present with your mind. Be present with your environment. Be present with everything within and around you. The one thing you can do with the mind is just hold the intention to remain curious, to remain open, Inviting the mind to remain in that space of wonderment, curiosity. Taking some more deep breaths. You can even ask yourself, I wonder what it would feel like to just be. I wonder what it would feel like to let go of the need to know or understand in the mind and just be present. I wonder what it would feel like to let go of the trying, the efforting. The invitation is to just notice what's happening. And if any emotions rise up, just be with the emotion, be witness to it. Remembering that emotions are energy in motion. We want the emotions to be in motion. That allows us to create space for the energy to move and express itself in the way it needs to in order to move through us. Unexpressed emotions or held emotions become stagnant energy, or energy that's trying to move, trying to find a path out, but it can't. So it ends up causing dis-ease in the body. So in this moment, just be with the emotions, just be with any emotions that rise up. Don't judge them as positive or negative, just notice them. And maybe even recognize that although you may label or understand the emotion to be a certain feeling, anger, sadness, joy even, see if you can tune into the idea that it's energy, and its energy has a different frequency depending on the emotion. So its expression or the experience of that energy varies. Just be with any and all emotions. And the physical body, although it's we understand it and we have the experience of the physicality of the body. The body is energy. It's all energy. And it's a beautiful community. It's a community of cells, space, energy, frequency. And that energy is expressed in the level of form as a cell, or it can be expressed as an emotion or a thought, can be expressed as space in the body. But the body is all energy. Be with the energy of the body. Be with the energy of the body in all of its levels of form. The liquid, what appears solid, what appears subtle, space, density, all of it. Just be. Be with the expression and the sensations. Again, the energy can create sensations in the body. The energy moving through the body in the way of blood cells. The breath coming in and out. Just be with the sensations, be with all of the feelings you have in the body. And you may even experience perhaps an overlap of some of the emotional feelings as well as the physical feelings. The physical sensations can be overlapped with emotions. Remain curious, remain open, just be with them. No need to do anything, just be. And sometimes just being your presence, you're witnessing your presence of the experience of the energy. Sometimes that's enough for it to clear on its own. Sometimes it's just witnessing and it clears and it dissolves or it shifts and it moves. If that happens, just be with that. If it's stuck, just be with the stuckness. Don't try and do anything. In this moment, the practice is just to be. See if you can look upon everything or be with all that's happening within and around you without judgment, without an agenda, without a preference. What if you could accept all that is? Accept everything for what it is in this moment. Doesn't mean you have to like it, doesn't mean you want it to stay. Just accept it all. Just be with all of it. If fear rises up, just be with the fear. If peace is present, just be with the peace. If pain is expressing itself, just be with the pain and recognize that pain is just energy in a space that it's contained and trying to express itself, but it's held in a congestion, space of congestion. Just be with that congestion and maybe even take the label of pain off and experience it as just energy. Surging, moving, trying to express itself, trying to find a path of least resistance, a path out, and a way to shift. It may or may not, and that's okay. Everything's okay. In this moment, just be. We touched on being with the thoughts, being with the feelings, emotions, being with the physical sensations, being with the body. And I want to invite you to be with this space. The energy that is space expressing itself within your body as space. The space between the cells. There's space within the cells. There's actually more space in our body than we realize. Now zoom your awareness into the space within your heart, in the middle of your heart center. So the center, the center, the center of your chest. There's a source point there. And within that source point, all of creation is folded within you, and you are folded within it. Without trying, without doing anything, just be with that source point. Just be. Imagine you could drop your awareness right into that source point. Just be. I'm going to invite some energy to expand within you, to bring in more of that energy of remembrance. Don't try, don't grasp, don't do anything. Just be with the energy of remembrance. I'm going to bring in the energy of harmony. Just breathe and allow the energy of harmony to come in and expand a little bit more than it already is. And a little bit more. Just be with the energy and experience of harmony. Now I invite you to bring in, or invite in, let's say. I don't want you doing anything, just I'm open to receive the energy that I need in this moment. What do I need in this moment? And allow it to come in. It may be the energy of peace, maybe the energy of lightness, maybe the energy of enjoyment, fascination, balance. Just let it come in and just be with that energy. Deep breath. As you let the breath fall out of your mouth with a bit of a sigh, let yourself sink in deeper and deeper into being. Being presence with the essence of who you are. Being love, being source, being harmony. It is from this place of deep presence, this way of being in the world. Now we can have impact indirectly just by our presence. Our presence becomes healing. Our presence becomes the reminder for everyone around us, directly and indirectly. And then we begin to practice being in the doing. So when we take inspired action, when we are guided to do something, we focus on being in the doing. Being love, being in alignment, being harmony, being an expression of divinity in the doing. And whether you are taking the garbage out, doing the dishes, speaking on a stage, writing a book, singing a song, sitting in meditation, whatever it is that you are doing, the focus is first and foremost, the intention is first and foremost on who or how am I being in the doing in this moment. And from that space of being, see if you can open up to the feeling of the doing coming from the heart, coming from that place of inner guidance, inner knowing. So the action you take, the doing that you perform or that you activate becomes guided from the heart space, guided from that place of knowing. And the more you practice being in the doing, the more you come from the heart, the more we retrain and bring the mind back into that space of being in resonance with the heart. We're meant to lead with the heart, and the mind is meant to come along for the ride. The mind is meant to be the mighty companion for the heart, not a source of fear and interference. The mind is meant to be the passenger. The heart's in the driver's seat. But the passenger is along for the ride. The passenger is present to experience, not to interfere, not to distract, not to take away, not to create detours. That's how our minds have been programmed. But that's not the true purpose of the mind. Take some more deep breaths. As you slowly bring your awareness back to expand past the physical body, your physical surroundings, kind of bringing it back to expand back into your physicality without losing the connection to your true essence, that subtle force and source within you. Subtle but powerful. Many people are more afraid of their source, the truth of who they are, only because we've been programmed to be afraid of it. So just notice what happens when you bring back the awareness of your physical body, the awareness of your physical surroundings, the awareness of your mind, of all the layers and expressions of your energy. Slowly bringing your awareness back to the space you're in, and you may or may not feel inspired to open your eyes. The moment you open your physical eyes, that can often change your experience and your ability to be. But we're here to practice how to be in our humanness, how to be divinity within our human expression. That's that bridge that we are creating within us, a bridge between our divinity and our humanness. It's not about going and meditating and staying in that meditation and living in a cave somewhere in the Himalayas. It's about being that presence in your everyday life, at the grocery store, at the bank, wherever you go in your work, personally and professionally. How do we hold steady in being in the doing? How do we hold steady in remaining deeply connected to our divinity and allowing the expression of our humanness? The challenge is, over the years, everybody's tried. It's almost like a one or the other, but again, that separation. It's like we go into meditation, we try to be with our divinity and we connect to God, or we connect to source, and then we go back into our lives and then we disconnect from it. In some ways, we feel disconnected from it. We can never truly disconnect. But that disconnect happens at the level of the mind. So the question then is, how do I remain with a conscious awareness of the connection of my divinity and allow my divinity to animate me within my human expression, to be the force that animates me through my voice, through my gestures, through my words, through everything, through my every moment? How do I be divine in the doing? The answer for you to that question is within you. And the experience you need to remember that is in your life. Your life classroom is beautifully designed for your awakening. It's beautifully designed for your remembrance. And there's certain things in your life, yes, that may need to shift or change. You'll be guided to do that. But there's other stuff that is actually there, and it's purposeful, as much as you may want to run away from it. It's there for a reason. There's many angels coming to us right now on earth that are reminding us of our leftovers. You don't have to appreciate the moment, but you can bless them and recognize that everything that is on your path right now is purposeful. And if it's not, you'll be guided to shift it. But your mind might make you stop or resist. Or there's stuff that's on our path that's purposeful and we want it to be gone. So we push it away, or we deny it, or we run away from it. Trust. And then that goes back to what I was saying, is the heart knows. The heart knows what's purposeful. The heart knows what's not purposeful. The heart can guide you in every moment with every single decision, every single choice, every single moment, without exception. The heart can give you every answer you need, even if it's something simple like chocolate or vanilla. It's like, it can be something really small, like, do I put salt on this or not? Like, tune into your heart. Your heart knows. Like, I make light of it, because, but it's true. I literally, when I say heart-led living, it's not one little part of my life or this part of my life and not that part. It's every single moment of every single day. Every single moment of every single day. All circumstances. I'm tuning in. I'm guided. Grocery shopping. Everything. Everything. Every moment. Let your heart lead you. And it's going to lead you to that freedom of fear, freedom of mind, freedom from that separation, the illusion of separation, and lead you to everything you need. That's the beautiful thing. Even if it's challenging, it'll lead you there because it's purposeful. All right. So I invite you to share. If there's anything you want to share in the chat box, you can share how you are feeling right now, maybe one or two words. You might share a little bit about your experience and what struck you or what stood out for you. Link knows we're done. Here's my dog. I'm going to show you. For those of you who haven't seen my dog, here's Link. This is one of my dogs. I have three. He's a Chihuahua. He's usually on my lap for this, but when I start to say certain things, he knows we're done. So he's going to get down and he might start barking at me. Hopefully not. But he gets very demanding when he has to go to the bathroom after we're done. But he's a little healer, so he's often present with me for my client sessions and for these gatherings and stuff. He's always sitting on my lap under a blanket. All right. So let me see. Cora, feeling calm and grounded. Super cute doggy. Yeah, he is pretty cute. All right. Anybody else want to share? Feel free. You can share here or you can share by replying to the email that I sent to Deborah. So joyful, beautiful. Love that. Emma, feeling beautiful and peaceful. Daniela, thank you so much for the timely messages. So resonates. Being in the doing is so big. Love it. You're welcome. It's good. Valerie, my low back tightness went away, as well as my concerns and fears. Beautiful. Love that. And you didn't even do anything. That's it's like, right? So great. That's it. It's like we're so programmed to like do and try and do this painkiller and try this. And there's so many messages of what we need to do. And of course, there's so many conflicting messages. But really, some energies just need us to be present to them. And they just poof, shift. And that's beautiful. Let me see. SG, grateful, perfectly timed. Deborah, love that your dog is a healer. Yes. Nice. All right, Daria. Dear Sue, I'm so grateful to you for these gatherings. Yes, thanks to everyone. Yes, you're welcome. And thank you, everyone. Yes, for showing up. And Sheila, huge shift, so much lighter. Thank you so much. You're welcome. And oops, I'm trying to scroll up so I can see a bit better. Brenda, feeling good about just being. I'm a bit confused about tolerance decreasing when aligning senses. So when I talk about your sensitivities are heightened and your tolerance, so the tolerance for being out of alignment, tolerance for choosing fear, tolerance for choosing the ego becomes less and less. So we can tolerate things less because we're so sensitive. So I'll talk more about that over, and I've talked about it in different episodes too, but I'm hoping that will clarify a little bit for you just in the moment. But the tolerance thing is more, it's more coming from what are we tolerating in the way of when we're not in alignment? What are we tolerating when we're actually making a choice for fear? Our tolerance it's just, we're not going to be able to do the things. We're not going to be able to pretend anymore. We're not going to be able to deny or unplug the way we used to, in the way of unplugging from our knowing. Daniela, your voice always gets me into such a deep, blissful, peaceful state of an instant. Beautiful. Yes, that's because I've learned to use it as a tuning fork, right? So I'm reminding you of the frequency that is more your home frequency. So you're able to come into that state. It's beautiful. All right. Thank you. So needed and helpful, especially appreciate connecting to my divinity. Yeah, you're welcome, Philip. Thank you. I felt like drum rolls in my heart, Edith. Beautiful. Love that. That feels nice. All right. So just a quick hearts up. I do have, so next week we will have the live experience with the intuitive readings that I do once a month. That's in October, the first Thursday. So next week. And then there'll be another Living Oneness gathering. I have the dates all set up And for those of you that are part of the Healer's Toolbox, I do have another Q&A set up, a spiritual mentoring Q&A in October as well. So you can look for those dates on the email I send for the replay, or you can go to the replay page and those dates are listed out as well, so that you can mark your calendar and make sure you receive information on that. And if anybody is interested in private intuitive readings, I know some of you have reached out here and there looking for a spot. I just opened up some spots next week in my calendar. So if you go to the intuitive reading or private sessions on my website, you will find that there's a couple spots opened up. I don't open up a whole bunch of spots each week. And I find that when I do the intuitive readings, it really takes a lot of energy. It's a lot of focus and energy. It's like running a marathon in a very short time, because I go deep and I go into a really expanded state. So I do only offer those here and there. So there are quite a few spots, and then like two or three spots next week. So you can jump in if you feel inspired. Otherwise, we will see you next week on the live experience. And with this Living Oneness gathering, it is the podcast now. So you can get it on all your podcast platforms. You can find the playlist on YouTube as well. And you can also go back to the replay page that I've set up from the beginning, that you can access everything there as well. But if you want to be listening to it on a different podcast platform, that's all. All of the episodes are up now and available. So, and where do you find spots for private? On my website, heartledliving.com. You go to offerings, you'll see private sessions, and you can click there. And then there's a button to book a session, and you'll see what's available on the calendar. All right. Thank you, everyone. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you. I'm so grateful for this time together and for all the work and how you are holding your own alignment the best you can. It really does have an impact, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Until next time, love and blessings. Thanks, everyone.